Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dragon Quest by Danita K. Paul, performed by Ellen Grafton. This book is dedicated to these first readers who test my work for me. Mary and Michael Darnell, Jason McDonald, Alistair and Ian McNear, Claire and Rachel Selk, Amy Stoddard, Sarah White, Michael and Rebecca Wilbur. Chapter 1. Vindella Surprises. "We're going to get in trouble," Kale muttered. She'd lost sight of her Danile friend Dar in a Vindella market. Amara's capital city teemed with people from each of the 7 high races. Kale found the throngs fascinating and intimidating. She inched past 2 women, a Marion and an Orant, haggling over the price of a brass candlestick, then ducked as a man swung his arm out, gesturing to 3 men listening to his tale. She bumped into a Kimmon, said, "Excuse me," and moved to the middle of the street. I should have stayed put. I should have turned away and marched right back into the hall. But no. Dar says, "Let's go explore," and I follow him. Kale detoured around a fruit cart. As an Orant, she was taller and slimmer than the Marions in the crowd, much taller than the Kimmons, a good 2 feet taller than Dar. But her height hadn't helped her keep an eye on the Danile. She shook her head at the confusion in the street. People seemed either in a hurry to get somewhere, or else planted firmly in one spot so she had to squeeze around them. Dar's nimble ways are to his advantage in these huge streets. I keep getting jostled and shoved aside.